Blog Talk Radio.
and love. We give thanks to the Almighty Yah for the opportunity to perform for you today. We want to thank Robin Applewood, Dogman Joe. Give it up. Give it up for the Sheba Warriors band. This is Queen Makeda coming to you from Zion, Jerusalem, Israel. Visit us online, queenmakeda.com. Check us out over here. I'll be signing for you. Bless and love. Thanks to all my fans who came out. I love you. We love you so much. Shalom.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shabbat shalom, Yisrael. Shabbat shalom. The Sabbath doors open right now. Shabbat shalom. Welcome to Kol Elohim at Iblis Culture. I'm your brother Ariel, coming to you from Baltimore, Maryland, with another installment. Excuse me, at Iblis Culture. Tonight we're going to go a little different. We're not going to stay on the course that we have been on, the judgment of Yah and his wrath. Tonight we're going to do something slightly different tonight than I heard Abba's voice earlier last night, and I sat down and we're going to talk about something a little different, something to lift us up and give us what we need to stay on that straight and narrow path, what we need to stay on that straight and narrow path. Let me open up with a prayer, giving thanks and honor to Abba first and foremost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Toda Abba Yah, once again, for bringing us to your Shabbat, Father. Thanking you for giving us rest, Father. Thanking you for allowing us to lay down our burdens. We made it through, Father, another week. What a long week it has been, Father, but we made it through. We are here. We can lay down our burdens. Thank you, Abba Yah. Thank you for setting up a system for your true believers to be able to set aside all worries, all concerns, all this world business, Father. Thank you for allowing us to lay it to the side, Father. Let us all take advantage of that, Father. Let us take advantage of it. Father, we ask those who are ailing, Father, that you touch and heal them, Father. Father, a special prayer goes out to Ema tonight, Father, that she be comforted, Father, that she be lifted up, Father, that she be surrounded by loved ones, Father. So, Father, in these troubling times right now, Father, for these heavy times, Father, that we're going through, Father, for the whole congregation of Bet Yahweh, Father, your house, Father, may we all be encouraged, may we all be lifted up, may we all be comforted in this time of sorrow, in time of heavy heart. May your Ruach HaKodesh, Father, touch each and every one of us, Father. May the love be in abundance from now and forever. In Yahushua's name I pray. Amen. Well, Israel, we're here again and thinking about my Zaken and thinking about all the times that I had for him, had with him, the times first coming in and how his house was open. And I don't know if everybody know, but Zaken Eliezer is in the hospital. He had been in the hospital for a while now. I don't know the status just yet, but we had some news earlier that he haven't transitioned yet, but he's on his way. So we ask that he be comforted. We ask that Abba meet him at the gate. We ask that he get that Torah. We ask that Abba will be done. We ask that if you can, reach out to Ema, continue to show her love and support, as well as everyone that's in the congregation and everyone who just need an ear or just want a prayer. reach out to your Kohanim, talk to your Kohanim, allow them to allow the Ruach HaKodesh to come through them to speak to you. If you need prayer, if you need understanding, if you need guidance, that's what they're there for. They're Yahweh's mouthpiece. So reach out. Don't be shy. Well, tonight we're talking about a believer's life. You know, and the thought that Abba gave me last night was, well done. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Well done. Because many times we hear the do's and the don'ts, and we hear the struggles. But it's worth it at the end. It's worth it. If you were one of those who stayed on that straight and narrow path, and although you may have read to the left or to the right, but you came back on that path. If you one that even fell and got off the path for a little bit. But the scriptures say, to those that endure to the end, the same shall be saved. We're going to talk about that tonight. The same shall be saved. Those who endure to the end, because there's some endurance that we have to do in this world, sister. There's some endurance for a believer who has been trying to be like the salmon, swim upstream, go against the current. And that's what we be doing. We be going against this world system, and that's not easy. That's not easy. But those who steadfast and stay strong within their belief, there is a great reward in the end. We're going to read about that reward today. We're going to read about this this God, I'm lost for the word. You won't get a guide. You won't get a tour. This tour. There we go. This tour. Throw that out. Thank you. This tour for those who held on. Those who held on to Yahushua. Those who believed in Yahushua. We're going to hear all that tonight. As a matter of fact, it's not that long. It's just something to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. In fact, we're going to start off with that scripture. We're going to Matityahu 25:23. And for those who don't know who Matityahu is, Matthew. We're starting at chapter 25, verse 23. His master said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. And I believe, and I can speak for myself, first and foremost, that I want to hear those words right there, either when Yahushua come back or when I transition to the next life. I want to hear those words. They are the first words that I want Yahushua HaMashiach to say to me. So while I have the breath, while I have the chance to live a righteous life and to deny myself, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. I'm going to try my best to live how he's asked me to live. Because I want to hear these words first and foremost. Whenever I open these eyes, after I have transitioned, I want to hear, well done, my good servant. And that's a lot. We often read over this, but we don't realize how deep that is, how grand that is for the master to say, well done, my good servant. Not just a good servant, but my faithful servant. Because we know and understand in the scripture that there's only a faithful servant. And there's none good. We know this about the scripture. But for him to say, well done, my good and faithful servant, music to your ears. Music to your ears. That's why he say, judge ourselves now so we won't be judged when it's time for us to transition. Know for a surety that you're doing the right thing. Know for a surety that I'm living to my best ability the righteousness of Yah. To my best ability the righteousness of Yah. And where I fall short, I pray to him for guidance and for help. Because I want to hear, well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will set you over many things. Enter into the joy of your master. Enter in the joy of your master. And I know I've been talking for a minute now. If I'm sounding clear, somebody give me a thumbs up. Sorry, I always forget that. Just jump on and be ready to talk. And drag it. Abba gave me this because I had something totally different again. Again, he always changing things up, like Daywell talked about this past Shabbat. Excuse me. Abba changes things up. He always changes things up. Torah, Aki, Torah. But we want to hear those words. We want to hear, enter into the joy of your master. In all the toil, all the turmoil, all what we go through now will not be compared to what we will get in the end. Somebody write, well, how you know? You never been there. How you know? You know, we get that question. I believe. I believe in what his word says. That's how I know. I believe in his word. His word gives me a surety. So when he says, enter into the joy of your master, I believe that. You good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. And just take your life and what Abba have given you. And make sure you've been faithful over that. What Abba has given you, make sure that you are taking heed to that. And each and every believer, each and every person has a mission. It may not be like this brother or that sister, but you are a part of the body. You are a part of the body. You may just be a fingernail, but that's still on the body. Like Brother Dawid say, Brother David said, if I was just a doormaid, a servant at your door, I'm all right with that. I'm happy with that. Just if I had the ability just to open and shut your door, Abba, I'm in your kingdom. I'm in your bliss. David was okay with that. He was okay. As long as he was in the kingdom, he was okay with that. So make sure we are being faithful with what Abba gave us. Make sure we are taking heed. We are doing our part. So we can hear these words. Well done. Sweet words. Well done. We know the contrast to that. We don't even have to go there because we're not going to the contrast tonight. We just want to hear, well done, my good and faithful servant. Let's go to get into this. Matiti Yahu. We're still in Matiti Yahu. We're going down to chapter 7. Starting at 13. 7, 13, and 14. enter in by the narrow gate. For the wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many are those who enter in by it. And then we understand what gate he's talking about. How narrow is the gate, and restricted is the way that leads to life. Few are those who find it. What gate is this? We're going to read about the gate a little later. But what gate is he talking about? This gate right here. What gate is this? This gate that few may find it. We're going to talk about that, look for that a little later. But the point we want to look at is those who find it. Count yourself blessed if you have found that straight and that narrow, that road that enters in, that leads you to this gate. Count yourself worthy. Count yourself blessed to be on that road. Count yourself blessed to be on that road. Because he said before, there's a contrast. Wide is the gate that leadeth to destruction. But straight and narrow, this one reads, restricted is the way that leads to life. Restricted is the way that leads to life. And we know he's talking about that eternal life. And few are those who find it. So count yourself worthy that you have found that gate. You have found that straight and that narrow gate that leads to life. You're on the right path. Let nothing take you from off that path. You're on the right path. We're going to move on to Luke chapter 16. We're going to go to 16, 19, starting at verse 19 to 31. Because we're building something. We're building something about this kingdom. Luke 16, starting at verse 19. Remember, that straight and narrow gate, well done, my good and faithful servant. Now there were a certain rich man, and he was clothed in purple and fine linen, living in luxury every day. Every day. He was privileged. He was privileged. A certain beggar named Lazarus was taken to his gate, full of sores, and designed to be fed with the crumbs that fall from the rich man's table. Yes, even the dogs came and licked his sores. We're talking about somebody who lived a hard life. Somebody who came and lived a hard life, wanting something from this rich man, wanting something from the privilege of this world system. He lived a hard life. He was a beggar. He was at the gate of this rich man. He said, the dogs came and licked his sores. The beggar died, and he was carried away by the angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. Hold up. This is Yahushua talking, y'all. Remember that. This is Yahushua. And he said, the beggar died, and he was carried away by the angels, by the Malachim, to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died, and he was buried. Remember, this doesn't say it's a parable. So either you believe or you don't believe. But this does not say this was a parable. Go back up. Look at it. It's not talking about a parable. in Sheol, in H-E-L-L. He lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham. Let's stop right there. So this brother was an Israelite. You see the two men? You got this one Israelite who was privileged, living off the cow, we don't say hog here. And the other Israelite, he is downtrodden. He is living harsh. He is struggling to live day by day. But he is doing something right. He's not living in this world system or by this world system. Why? Because Malachim came and got this man and took him to Abraham, Father Abraham. And this man right here knew who Father Abraham is. So he was an Israelite. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in anguish in this flame. But when he was living, and that's another thought we can gain for this. What are you doing while you are living? What are you doing? Are you doing right by what Abba is giving you? Remember, both of these are Israelites. Because Yahushua only came to the Israelites. Besides all this, but Abraham said, Son, remember that you in your lifetime received your good things, and Lazarus in the same way bad things. But here he is now comforted, and you are in anguish. So don't get down on yourself. Don't take how you are living in the state that you are in right now, because at the end you will be comforted. You will be sitting in the bosom of Abraham, Yahushua called it. Remember how we live, how we should live. This is the contrast Yahushua is trying to show us. Let's read it again. But Abraham said, Son, remember that in your lifetime, receive your good things, and Lazarus in the same way, bad things. But here, he is now comforted, and you are in anguish. What's that old saying? I want to pile my pie in the sky now while I am living. And let's get it. It's not saying that we should live poor and downtrodden and we should not have good things. Abba don't want us to have good things. He don't want us to live a luxurious and lavish life, because Abraham himself lived a luxury and lavish life. But not according to this world, he didn't. There were many rich Israelites throughout. But Abraham lived his life giving, supporting, and most importantly, teaching them Abba's word. Any chance he got a chance, he's telling somebody about Abba. Any chance. It's not that Abba don't want us to have. He want us to have. So let's not get that straight, that twisted. Besides all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, that those who want to pass from here to that, from here to you, are not able, and that no one may cross over from there to us. He asked. He said, I ask you therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that he may testify to them, so they won't also come into this place of torment. But Abraham said to him, they have Moshe and the prophets. Let them listen to them. We read this a million times. For those who haven't, we still want to explain it. The man is in anguish right now. The scene that Yahushua has painted for us is this brother who lived his life outside of Torah, outside of Moses, didn't listen to the Torah, wasn't guided in life by the Torah, lived his life lavishly, not giving a hoot about anybody else, because remember, the beggar was at his door. And it didn't feed him. He didn't feed him. He didn't have no concern for that beggar. So now the brother is down, N-H-E-L-L, burning in anguish. As the scripture said, there will be gnashing of teeth. And he wants somebody from the dead to go back from the other side, to go back and tell his five brothers to live right, or you don't live right, you're going to end up down here with me. Warn them, he said. And this is what Father Abraham said of it. But Abraham said to him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them. So that's for somebody who may be on the line thinking that it's only about the Messiah. All I got to do is listen and do what the Messiah says. This is the Messiah that's talking. This is Yahushua, the Son of the Living Mighty One, that's talking. The one that was sent down to die for our sins. Yahushua, who some erroneously call Jesus. This is him talking. This is him giving this. Abraham said, let them listen to Moses and the prophet. Let them listen to Moses and the prophet. So how important is it for us to also listen to Moses and the prophet? Well, let's finish off, because Abraham, he's going to put it right there where the goats can get it. And he said, no, Father Abraham, but if one goes to them from the dead, they will repent. Mm-hmm. And this is something that Yahushua used of himself. He used this story right here to show himself. And he said to him, this is Abraham speaking to him now, if they don't listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if one rises from the dead. Count it all joy that you believe in Yahushua HaMashiach, as well as listening to Moses and the prophet. The book of Revelation says it like this. Those who keep the commandments of Yah and the testimony of Yahushua. I believe that's Revelation 12:14 and 14:17, I believe, Revelation. Those two scriptures in there twice in Revelation about the keeping the commandments of Yah or keeping Torah and having the testimony of Yahushua HaMashiach, Yahushua the Messiah. But Father Abraham told his brother, hey, if this somebody rises from the dead and you didn't even listen to Moses and the prophets, you ain't going to believe nobody that rises from the dead. So what does that tell us today about people who are running around thinking that they are believing in Torah, thinking that they are following Torah, but say they don't believe in Yahushua HaMashiach, say that the Messiah have not come yet? What does that tell us about them? that they're not even listening to Moses and the prophets. They don't even understand Moses and the prophets. So again, count it all joy for you if you're listening to my voice right now, that you believe in Yahushua HaMashiach and keeping Torah. Not just keeping Torah, you understand Torah. Because there's another thing where Yahushua, he was walking. This is right after his execution. And two brothers was walking. And they was talking about what was going on. And Yahushua, they didn't know who Yahushua was. And he started explaining them. His scripture says he told them all the things that should happen to him, starting from the law all the way through to Malachi. He went through all the prophets explaining these things and the Torah, and which is the first five books of Moses. But we know some say the Torah is the whole Bible, which we believe the Torah is the whole book of instructions. That's what we believe here at Bet Yahweh. We believe the whole thing is Torah. But for the understanding of those who don't have the understanding, we're going to break it down. We're going to teach it. He explained to them brothers from Genesis to Malachi everything that was supposed to happen to them. So if you call yourself just a Torah believer, just a first five books, or just a Tanakh believer, you should see Mashiach in there. Because he didn't use a quote-unquote New Testament, because there was none at that time, to teach about himself. He took them two brothers all the way through the Tanakh, the whole Tanakh, the whole quote-unquote Old Testament. But right here, if you're not listening to somebody, Moses and the prophets, you sure ain't going to believe that Yahushua is Mashiach. Why? Because you have to listen to Moses and the prophets first to even know when he's coming around, even know who he is. You have to have some understanding. So again, and this is for my brothers and sisters who come in contact with all these people who claim that they are Israelites, but do not believe in Yahushua HaMashiach, no one understand that they don't even understand Torah. They don't even know Torah. They might remember the Sabbath day. That's about it. Might remember the feast days. That's about it. The dietary laws. But understanding Torah, they have none. If they do not believe in Yahushua HaMashiach. And he was talking about himself right here. So count yourself again blessed that you know Yahushua HaMashiach. And he is the one that's going to get us in that kingdom. Get us in that well done. He is that one. That's him. Well done. And whatever your name is. Because he's going to call you by your name. He's going to call you by your name. It's going to be personal. We're going somewhere else right now, family. We're going to do some reading because all is going to connect. All is going to connect. We're going to 2 Ezra for those who have the Apocrypha books. Chapter 7, starting at verse 1. And we're going all the way to 99. And we're going to read a beautiful story. We're going to read a beautiful story about your reward, about well done, my good and faithful servant. And remember, just listen to all that we talked about just now. You're going to hear it all in these verses right here. You're going to hear it. The word is one, family. You can't stress that enough. The word is one. There's one ruach behind all of it. And when I had made an end of speaking these words, there was sent to me an angel who had been sent to me the night before. And he said to me, "Up, Ezra, and hear the words that I am come to tell you." And I said, "Speak on, my master." Then he said to me, "There is a seat set in a wide place, that it might be broad and vast. But the entrance thereof shall be set in a narrow place, so as to be like a river. Whoso then should desire to go into the sea to look upon it, or to rule it, if he went not through the narrow, he could not. How could he come into the broad?" Amen. Another thing also, there is a city built and set in a plain country, and full of all good things. But the entrance thereof is narrow, and is set in a dangerous place to fall, having a fire on the right hand, and on the left hand, deep water. And there is one only path between them both, even between the fire and the water, so small that there could but one man go there at once. Hallelujah. Did y'all just hear Matityahu, Matthew 7, what we just read, 13 and 14? We just heard that, right? One man. And we, matter of fact, before I even heard this part right here, I remember, I don't know if it was Rabbi Gershon Bedaniel or Rabbi Yaakov that said that when they talk about that straight and narrow path, it's like Yahushua walking. And wherever Yahushua walks, just those two footsteps, you have to get on that path. That's that straight and narrow, that one man, that we have to get on that pathway. And we have to, wherever he stepped, we got to step. Our feet, got to go within his footprints. Everywhere, every step he stepped, we have to step in those footprints to stay on that straight and narrow. Think of walking in the jungle, and there's one small path, and you got to be, and you see nothing but footsteps, footprints, one set of footprints, and you have to get in those footprints and walk. That is that straight and narrow path. I forgot which rabbi said it, but I know one of them said it. And let me read 8 again. "And there is only one path between them both, even between the fire and the water, so small that there could be one man go there at once." One man go there at once. Amen. "If this city now be given to a man for an inheritance, if the heir pass not the danger before him, how shall he receive his interest?" I'm not going to talk about it. We already know we talk about Yahushua. We already know. So we're just going to keep on reading. "And I said, it is so, master. Then said he to me, even so also is Israel's portion. Because for their sakes I made the world. And when Abraham transgressed my statutes, then was decreed that now is done. Then were the entrance of the world made narrow, and the sorrowful and toilsome. They are but few and evil, full of pearls and charged with great toils." We're talking about our lives. Our lives, how we have to enter into the kingdom now. "For the entrance of the greater world are wide and sure, and bringing forth fruit of immortality. If then those who live enter not these straight and vain things, they can never receive those that are laid up for them." If we do not come there straight and narrow, like Yahushua said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Anyone come any other way, you are a thief and a robber. You are a thief and a robber. We must come the way Yahushua laid down for us. May I stop at 14 again. If then those who live enter not these straight and vain things, they can never receive those that are laid up for them. Now, therefore, why you disquiet yourself, seeing you are but a corruptible man? And why are you moved, whereas you are but mortal? And why have you not considered in your mind that which is to come, rather than that which is present? Then answered I and said, O master, that bear rule, behold, you have ordained in your Torah that the righteous should inherit these things, but that the ungodly should perish. The righteous therefore shall suffer strict things and hope for what? But those who have done wickedly have suffered the strict things and yet shall not see the wide. And he said to me, you are not a judge above Yah, neither have you understanding above the Most High. Yes, rather let many that now be perish than that the Torah of Yah, which is set before them, be despised. For Yah straightly commanded such as came, even as they came, what they should be, should do to live, and what they should observe to avoid punishment. Let me read that again, because you hear Torah all through this. You hear Torah all through this. For Yah straightly commanded such as came, even as they came, what they should do to live, and what they should observe to avoid punishment. Remember in Double Ring, I set before you fire and water, life and death. Keep my commandments. Keep my commandments. He said, I beg you to choose life. Choose my commandments. He just said, what did he say? What they should do to live, and what they should observe to avoid punishment. He gave us that in Deuteronomy 28 and so many other scriptures. The curses and the blessings. The blessings and the curses. Again, count it all joy if you are on that straight and narrow path. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Nevertheless, they were not obedient to him, but spoke against him, and imagined for themselves vain things, and framed cunning plans of wickedness, and said moreover of the Most High, that he is not, and knew not his ways. But they despised his Torah, and denied his covenant. They have not been faithful to his statutes, and have not performed his words. Therefore, Ezra, for the empty are empty things, and for the full are the full things. Hallelujah. Be the full. For behold, the time shall come, and it shall be, when these tokens of which I told you before shall come to pass, that the bride shall appear, even the city coming forth, and she shall be seen, that now is withdrawn from the earth. Amen. And wherefore is delivered from the foresaid evil, the same shall see my wonder. For my son Yahushua shall be revealed with those that be with him, and shall rejoice with those who remain 400 years. After these years shall my son Mashiach die of those who and of all that have the breath of life, and the world shall be turned into the old silent 7 days, like as in the first beginning, so that no man shall remain. And after 7 days, the world that yet awakened not shall be raised up, and that shall die that is corruptible. And the earth shall restore those that are asleep in her, and so shall the dust those that are therein in silence, and the secret places shall deliver those souls that were committed to them. And the Most High shall be revealed upon the seat of judgment. Amen. And compassion shall pass away, and long suffering shall be withdrawn. Compassion shall pass away, and long suffering shall be withdrawn. But judgment only shall remain. Truth shall stand, and faith shall wax strong. And the work shall follow, and the reward shall be shown. And good deeds shall awake, and wicked deeds shall not sleep. And the pit of torment shall appear near, and it shall be the place of rest. And the furnace of shall be showed, and near it the paradise of delight. We just read about that. Remember Abraham's bosom, you know, and the privileged man, the rich man, who lived his life as he was privileged. He was in the furnace. But this scripture is called the furnace, and the other one was the paradise of life, which where Abraham was and Lazarus. And then shall the Most High say to the nations that are raised from the dead, see you and understand whom you have denied, or whom you have not served, or whose commandments you have despised. Because the ninth is talking about those Israelites who didn't, they're talking about those nations too. Look on this side and on that. Here is delight and rest, and there fire and torment. Thus shall he speak to them in the day of judgment. This is a day that has neither sun nor moon nor stars, neither cloud nor thunder nor lightning, neither wind nor water nor air, neither darkness nor evening nor morning. We can't fathom that. And what's stuck out? No air. And this day right here, there will be no air. Because the presence of the Most High will be there. You don't need air in His presence. All this is made for us right now. All this is made for us in our lower state right now. But when judgment, He said, there won't even be air. We can't begin to comprehend living with no air. Hmm. 41. No, sorry, let me read 40 again. Neither cloud, nor thunder, nor lightning, neither wind, nor water, nor air, neither darkness, nor evening, nor morning, neither summer, nor spring, nor heat, nor winter, nor frost, nor cold, nor hail, nor rain, nor dew, neither noon, nor night, nor dawn, neither shining, nor brightness, nor light, save only the splendor of the glory of the Most High, whereby all shall see the things that are set before them. Amen. For it shall endure as it were a week of years. This is my judgment and the ordinance thereof, but to you only have I shown these things. And I answered and said even then, O Master, and I say now, blessed are those who are now alive and keep the statutes ordained of you. Amen. Amen. You see, Brother Ever, he's seeing, he's understanding, he's believing. So blessed are those who, while they are alive, keep your statutes and your ordinance, your judgments, your commandments. Blessed are those. But as touching them for whom my prayer was made, what shall I say? For who is there of those who are alive that has not sinned? And who of the sons of men that has not transgressed your covenant? I love how Abba gives us liberty to try to match wits with him. You know, when I say try, because we can't. And I believe it tickles him too. And now I see that the world to come shall bring the light to few, but torments to many. For an evil heart has grown up in us, which has led us astray from these statutes, and has brought us into corruption and into the ways of death, has showed us the path of perdition, and removed us from far, moved us far from life, and that not a few only, but well near all that have been created. And I like how Brother Ezra is putting himself in the bunch. He's not excluding himself that he has fallen short from time to time. He has been on the other side of the fence, so to speak, from time to time. Just like Brother Paul said, Brother Shaul said, "Oh, wretched man that I am." He came to see himself from time to time. Although the scripture going to correct that, the word is going to correct that, the Malachim that he's talking, the angels that he's talking, he's about to correct that when we read it. But what Abba wanted is the humility of the brother. Brother Shaul, when he said, "Oh, wretched man," and how this brother, and although it was, you read Ezra, any of the Ezra, how Abba has used him in a great manner, in a great manner. He still didn't see himself more than anybody else. Humility. And he answered me and said, "Listen to me, and I will instruct you, and I will admonish you yet again." Because you hear how the tone of the Malachi has changed. Let's read it again. And he said, and he answered me and said, "Listen to me, and I will instruct you, and I will admonish you yet again. For this cause the Most High Yah has not made one world but two. For whereas you have said that the just are not many but few, and the ungodly around, hear the answer thereto. If you have chosen choice stones exceeding few, will you set for you near them according to their number things of lead and clay?" And I said, "Master, how shall this be?" And he said to me, "Not only this, but ask the earth, and she shall tell you. Entreat her, and she shall declare to you. For you shall say to her, 'You bring forth gold and silver and brass and iron, also the lead and clay. For silver is more abundant than gold, and brass than silver, and iron than brass, lead than iron, and clay than lead. Judge, therefore, which things are precious and to be desired, whereso is abundant, or what is rare.'" Now, I'm going to keep reading. "And I said, 'O master, that bear rule, that which is plentiful is of less worth. That which is more rare is more precious.'" I hope we understanding that. This is Abba answering Brother Ezra's rebuttal. And Brother Ezra had to come into the understanding, which is plentiful, hey, that's actually nothing. But what is rare It's more precious. And what is rare, and what he is actually saying, is rare to be a believer in these days, a true believer. That is rare, and that is precious in the sight of Abba. That is precious in the sight of Abba. And the Most High. 7:59. And he answered me and said, weigh within yourself the things that you have taught. For he that has what is hard to get rejoices over him that has what is plentiful. Amen. So also is the judgment which I have promised. For I will rejoice over the fruit that shall be saved, inasmuch as these are those who have made my glory now to prevail, and of whom my name is now named. Amen. And I will not grieve over the multitude of those who perish, for these are those who are now like to vapor, and are become as flame and smoke. They are set on fire and burnt, halted, and are quenched. And I answered and said, O you earth, wherefore have you brought forth it? The mind is made out of the dust, like as all other created things, For it were better that the dust itself had been unborn, so that the mind might not have been made therefrom. But now the mind grows with us, and by reason of this, we are tormented because we perish and know it. Let the race of men lament, and the beasts of the field be glad. Let all that are born lament, but let all the four-footed beasts and the cattle rejoice. For it is far better with them than with us. For they look not for judgment, neither do they know of torments or salvation promised to them after death. For what does it profit us that we shall be preserved alive, but yet be afflicted with torment? For all that are born are defiled with iniquities, and all full of sins and laden with offenses. And if after death we were not to come into judgment, perhaps it had been better for us. And he answered me and said, when the Most High made the world and Adam and all those who came of him, he first prepared the judgment and the things that are pertaining to judgment. Amen. And now, understand from your own words, for you have said that the mind grows with us. They therefore that dwell upon the earth shall be tormented for this reason, that having understanding, they have wrought iniquity. You chose to sin. Let's listen to that again. Therefore, that they dwell upon the earth shall be tormented for this reason, that having understanding, they have wrought iniquity. They chose to sin. We choose to do what we want to do. We choose to do that. And receiving commandments, have not kept them. And having obtained a Torah, they dwelt unfaithfully with that which they received. What then will they have to say in the judgment, or how will they answer in the last time? For how great a time has the Most High been long suffering for those who inhabit the world, and not for their sakes, but because of the times which he has foreordained. And I answered and said, if I have found grace in your sight, O Master, show this also to your servant, whether after death, even now, when every one of us gives up his soul, we shall be kept in rest until those times come in which you shall renew the creation, or whether we should be tormented for rest. And he answered me and said, I will show you this also, but join not yourself with those who are scorners, and not count, nor count yourself with those who are tormented. For you have a treasure of good works laid up with the Most High. Where we read that at, Rev? What did we read? Well done, my good and faithful servant, for you have been faithful over a few works. You have been faithful over a few works. But I would like the humility that the brother had put on himself. And once I will put righteousness on you, nobody can take that. Only one can take it is you, by moving away from him, by going contrary to his Torah. I will say, I will put righteousness on who I deem to put righteousness on. It's his righteousness. And nobody can take that righteousness that I will put on you. Nobody. Only one can do that is you. When you move away from him, his Torah, his son. That's not that. 77. For you have a treasure of good works laid up with the Most High, but it shall not be shown you until the last time. Hallelujah. For concerning death, the teaching is, when the determinate sentence has gone forth from the Most High, that a man should die, as the spirit leaves the body to return again to him who gave it. It adores the glory of the Most High first of all. First of all, amen. And it be one of those that have been scorners and have not kept the way of the Most High, and that have despised his Torah, and that hate those who fear Yah, these spirits shall not enter into habitations, but shall wander and be in torment forthwith, ever grieving and sad in seven ways. The first way, because they have despised the Torah of the Most High. The second way, because they can't now make a good returning that they might live. Amen. Lazarus and the rich man. The third way, they shall see the reward laid up for those who have believed the covenants of the Most High. The fourth way, they shall consider the torment laid up for themselves in the last days. The fifth way, they shall see dwelling places of the others guarded by Malachim with great quietness. The sixth way, they shall see how forthwith some of them shall pass into torment. The seventh way, which is more grievous than all the aforesaid ways, because they shall pine away in confusion and be consumed with shame and shall be withered up by fears, seeing the glory of the Most High, before whom they have sinned, having living, and before whom they shall be judged in the last time. Now this is the order of those who have kept the ways of the Most High, when they shall be separated from the corruptible vessel. Amen. Amen. Now we get into the well done, my good and faithful servant. In the time that they live therein, they painfully serve the Most High, and were in jeopardy every hour, that they might keep the Torah of the lawgiver perfectly. As a matter of fact, keep these in mind. Keep these in mind when you're going through your trials and your tribulations. Keep your reward in mind. Keep that glorious place that Abba has for you in mind. Let me read that again. 89. In the time that they lived therein, they painfully served the Most High. And where, and another thing that tells us, Abba sees all. Abba sees it. You just want to know, how are you going to react to what you're going through? Are you going to trust in him with all your heart? Lean not to your own understanding. Is you going to give it to him? Or you going to go out and step to the left or to the right? Remember, there's a book that's open. There's books that's open on our lives that painfully serve the Most High and were in jeopardy every hour that they might keep the Torah of the lawgiver perfectly. Wherefore, this is the teaching concerning them. Amen. 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 First of all, they shall see with great joy the glory of him who takes them up. For they shall have rest in seven orders. You get to meet Yahushua. Well done, my good and faithful servant. You endure to the end. You endure to the end. The first order, because they have striven with great labor to overcome the evil thought which was fashioned together with them, that it might not lead them astray from life into death. That evil thought that was fashioned with us. What the scripture talks about, capturing the thought, right? Capturing the thought. Bringing them under subjection to Yahushua HaMashiach. We have the ability to do that. We don't have to allow our mind to wander nowhere if we don't want it. We have that ability to capture the thought. We have the ability to overcome, to say, get behind thee, Satan. We do not have to fall or go down that path. We don't have to do it. I like that, though. Let me read it again. The first order, because they have striven with great labor to overcome the evil thought, which was fashioned together with them, that it might not lead them astray from life into death. The second order, because they see the perplexity in which the souls of the ungodly wander and the punishment that awaits them. The third order, they see the witness which he that fashioned them bears concerning them, that while they lived, they kept Torah, which was given them in trust. Amen. The fourth order, they understood the rest, which being gathered in their chambers, they now enjoy with great quietness, guarded by Melchizedek, and the glory that awaits them in the last days. Hallelujah. The fifth order, they rejoice seeing how they have now escaped from which is corruptible and how they shall inherit that which is to come. While they see, moreover, the straitness and the painfulness from which they have been delivered and the large room which they have received with joy and immortality. The sixth order, when it is shown to them how their faith shall shine as the sun and how they shall be made like to the light of the stars, being henceforth incorruptible. Amen. The seventh order, which is greater than all the aforesaid orders, because they shall rejoice with confidence and because they shall be bold without confusion, and shall be glad without fear, for they have hastened to behold the face of whom, of him whom in their lifetime they serve. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And from whom they shall receive their reward and glory. Well done, my good and faithful servant. And I'm going to stop right there for that. I was going to read the last one, 99, but it's nowhere near the last one. But right there, that last one, that reward that we are going to receive. Got one more scripture, family, but it's just one of those lessons to lift our spirit, to keep us going. Because Abba know, he understands what we go through. And I guarantee you, just reading this one Ezra touched on so many things for a lot of us. So many things. And I'm going to Hazan, Revelation 22, 12 through 14. Revelations chapter 22, 12 through 14. Behold, I come quickly. My reward is with me, to repay each man according to his work. I am Aleph and Tav, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter in by the gates into the city. That straight and narrow with the TTO talking about, what Ezra talking about, that straight and narrow to enter into those gates, to enter in that pathway, those doors, to enter in, family. Well done, my good and faithful servant. And that is the last thing I want to leave y'all with. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We close with a prayer, family. Shabbat shalom, Abba Yah. Thank you once again for giving us time to sit down and listen to you. Thank you for giving us a word, Father, for encouraging us, for uplifting us, for letting us know at the end of this journey, there is a reward. At the end of this journey, there is peace. There's no more suffering. There's no more anything. Only you. And with you, Father, there's only good, Father. There's only joy at the end of this. Whatever we go through, Father, thank you for being there and allowing us. Thank you for being long-suffering for us, Father. And we are hard-headed and stiff-necked, Father. As Brother Ezra said, we are hard-headed and stiff-necked. We fall, we go to the left and to the right, we doubt. Thank you for being long-suffering, Father. Thank you for being loving towards your children, Father. Thank you for creating this world for Yisrael, as you have said in your word, Father. Thank you for that, Father. Father, once again, I'd like you to touch Ema, Father, to hold in your bosom, Father. Allow her to know that you are there. And her Mishpachah is there too, Father. Touch all Israel right now, Father. Bless all those who try to keep your laws, statutes, and judgments, Father. Father, for the Kohanim, Father, always a special blessing upon them, a blessing of strength, a blessing of courage, a blessing of steadfastness, Father. For we know what's coming down the pipe, Father. We know we're still in this world system and we still have a fight. So continue to keep them. For all the elders, Father, continue to strengthen them, Father. Continue to lead them, Father. Continue to comfort them. All the Emas, Father, comfort them, Father. All the Yaladim, Father, comfort them. Keep us in thy bosom, Father. Keep us close to you, Father. In Yahushua's name I pray. Amen. Shabbat shalom, family.
All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. Yeah. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. Yeah. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. All the glory belongs to you.
All the glory belongs to you.
Oh God. All the glory belongs to you. Oh God.
All the glory belongs to you.
Oh God.
All the glory belongs to you.
Oh God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No. All the glory
belongs to you.
Oh yeah. And it's our desire to give your name the highest praise today. So we say hi, hallelujah. Say hi, hallelujah. Say hi, hallelujah. All the glory belongs to you, oh God.
Y'all know it by now. Come on, sing.
All the glory belongs.
All the glory belongs to you.
To you.
All the glory belongs to you, oh God.
Yeah.
All the glory belongs to you,
oh God. Oh Lord, we bless your name and we give you glory. We lift your high. All the earth, because you're worthy of all.